وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program For Humanity. In this episode, we will discuss the core or the essence of the human being, which Allah refers to as qalb, as heart. So Allah is using a metaphorical word here, not literal word. And why is it important that we look at this heart of ours? It is very important because the health of this heart, it means the healthy my interactions will be with other people. And the healthy or the healthier my life would be in this world, and the healthier my afterlife will be as well. So everything depends on this heart. We said last time in the previous episode that Allah says in the Quran, في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا. There's disease and sickness in their heart, and Allah increased it. Now, just like the body, it gets sick. You get flu, you get a cold, people get, God forbid, cancer, people get, I don't know, all sorts of diseases, even corona these days. The heart can be inflicted with plenty of diseases, like kufr, disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like hypocrisy, like pride, like jealousy, envy, hatred, anger, deceit, showing off, fear, doubting badly in people, saying bad, accusing other people. And the list goes on when it comes to this heart and the diseases that can fall into it. And there are diseases that we indulge in on a daily basis, like, for example, backbiting, ghibah, or oppression of people. Or even lying, we have, you know, small lie, white lie, black lie, right? Fame, for example, we want to be famous and we seek to be influencers and what have you. Or sometimes we're just hard-hearted. Our hearts are just hard themselves, hard-hearted. So we can have a lot of attributes that can contribute to the disease of our hearts. And mind you, these might seem to be theoretical concepts, but actually they are practical in their nature when we deal with people. If I'm a liar, I end up harming people. I end up lying to people so I can take money from them. I lie to people so I can get away with things. I backbite them and I destroy the society. I have greed so I don't give. So each of these diseases, they might be a moral concept, but it manifests itself in the outside in the form of an action that sometimes we don't pay attention to, we're heedless to, but it doesn't mean it's not there. Every sin, every problem that we have with people, with one another, stems from a disease within our hearts, whether we like it or not. And that's why we need to understand that it is very vital for me and you to coexist with one another, to live in peace with one another, to give each other their rights, or our rights. We need to go back to our hearts and work with it. Allah says in the Quran, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. As for those who have diseases in their hearts, فَزَادَتْهُمْ رِجْسًا إِلَى رِجْسِهِمْ. it would increase more to their impurities, to the already impurity that they have. So the heart can be really dark, really bad, really corrupted. And the more we add, the more corruption we add to it. Let us take a short break, and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we were saying that the heart can get really dark. At the same time, it can become really beautiful, really light. And those who have immaculate, beautiful hearts, when you see them, when you deal with them, you can actually feel it. How many people have you seen? It's like, I would wish to stay with these guys and talk with them for hours and hours. You don't feel bored out of their company because you can sense the peace in them. You can sense it in their words. You can sense it in their movements. You can sense it even in just the looking at their faces. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also in the Quran says, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. On the day when nor money or children will help you out, Allah says, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Except those who come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with an immaculate, pure heart. So I can come with a heart full of disease, maradun, as Allah says, or I can come with a heart that is salim. And both the sickness and the immaculate or the purity, the health of the heart, depends on how I and you deal with one another. That's how they manifest. That's how the diseases or the purities of the heart manifest themselves to the outside through our interactions, through our dealings with one another. So how does Allah know that I am a person who is greedy? That's a disease in the heart. It's obviously when I don't give. When I see people being hurt and harmed and I see people who are in need and I don't do anything to help. Allah says to me, sorry, but your heart is diseased. So it is important that we check our hearts from these dangers. As if they do exist, we need to get rid of them. In the same way that every time I feel a pulse of pain in any part of my body, I say, what's going on, what's wrong? And the more this pain increases and the pulse of pain keeps hitting more and more and stronger, the more I panic and get worried, the more I move towards the doctors and medicine and what have you. But when it comes to the other side, when it comes to the heart and the mental diseases, the spiritual diseases, the moral diseases, we don't seem to care, which actually should be vice versa, because these ones are eternal, the effects of them. So a person can get sick for a week and he gets over it. But if someone who's diseased in the heart, that will put him in hell for a long time. He will be imprisoned for a long time. So it is more dangerous. Not just that, but it could lead to a misguidance and a blindness in this world and blindness in the hereafter. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي هَذِهِ أَعْمَى. Whoever is blind in this world, فَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَعْمَى. And also in the hereafter, he will also be blind. And Allah says, وَأَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا, but even more misguided. So this kind of blindness, it increases, it doubles, triples in their judgment. So when it comes to our hearts, we need to do all the good deeds, do all the right, so it becomes enlightened and avoid all that which is forbidden and vices, so it doesn't become dark. And like I said, all of this depends on how we deal with one another. So our hearts are the compass that directs me to how I and you can treat one another. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.